This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You've probably heard the phrase, history does not repeat itself, but it rhymes. You know, that observation is true, especially in economics. Investor Ray Dalio learned that lesson at a young age. Back in 1971, he was clerking the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. When President Nixon announced that paper currency could no longer be turned in for gold, he expected pandemonium on the floor as stocks took a dive. Instead, the stock market jumped 4% as the dollar plummeted. He was surprised because he hadn't experienced a currency devaluation, but would have known if he had studied history. This isn't the first time the U.S. has had to deal with significant inflation. In fact, the current chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, vows that he won't make the mistake of Arthur Burns, who was the Fed chairman back in the 1970s. I recently read an article from an economics professor who was at the Federal Reserve back in those days. He said that Arthur Burns wanted to remove energy-related products from the Consumer Price Index because of the Yom Kippur War and the subsequent oil embargo, blaming oil prices on a war. Does that sound familiar? Then came surging food prices. Arthur Burns argued that this was traceable to unusual weather, especially an El Nino event that affected such things as fertilizers and feedstock prices. He therefore wanted to remove food prices from the CPI. Again, does that sound familiar? By the time he was done, only about 35% of the CPI was left. If you've been listening to my commentary for any length of time, you know that we no longer measure CPI the way we did decades ago. So this isn't the first time America's had to deal with significant inflation, and we can learn some lessons from economic history about what we should do. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.